Good morning. I call this meeting of the House Ways and Means Committee to order, and I note for the record that a quorum is present. And today we're going to take up two bills this morning, and then we will recess and come back for a third bill about 15 minutes after session. And so that's what we'll be doing today. So with that, we'll go to the minutes from Wednesday, February 14th. Representative Edelson, can I get a motion for approval of those minutes?
So moved, Madam Chair.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails and the minutes are adopted. So I want to also welcome our new page today, Kelsey Deering. So welcome to the Ways and Means Committee over on that side of the room. And with that, we'll get started with our first bill today, which is House File 3377, Representative Hansen. And I move that House File 3377 be placed on the General Register. And with that, to your bill, Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. House File 3377 is the LCCMR, the Legislative Citizen Commission on Minnesota Resources recommendations for spending for the Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund, the lottery dollars. I want to acknowledge two other members of the LCCMR, Representative Akam and Representative Heinzman, who participated throughout the last year in hearing the presentations from folks who were responding to the call for proposals. This bill does not spend any general fund money. It is spending $79.644 million of Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund, again, the lottery dollars. In your packets, you will have a variety of information summarizing where that money is spent. I want to call out a couple of the large appropriations. There's one of $7 million to the University of Minnesota Terrestrial and Invasive Species Center, really important, continuing the work that is recognized around the world, looking at research for terrestrial invasive species. There are proposals in here ranging from projects of trails to salt, microplastics, PFAS, pollinators, and I think there's some bison in here as well, and maybe some other different critters, as well as some inholdings on state parks. So it is a diverse bill that provides investments all around the state. There are some fee title and land acquisitions that are part of this, and you should have that in your packet as well. I would ask for your support.
Thank you, Representative Hansen. Discussion to House File 3377. Representative Scott.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just as proof that I do read through these things, I was very intrigued when I saw the line about jumping worms and didn't know that there was such a thing. And I'm thinking, where can I go to avoid the jumping worms? Because I'm like, okay, if these things are going to jump off of trees when I'm hiking, I'm out. So I don't Google, I Bing. I use Bing. And, like, the first thing that comes up, is it's an article from the Extension at University of Minnesota on this issue. And I'm like, then I had to watch a video.
Summer Olympics are coming.
Yeah. And they don't actually jump. They just move really fast. It was a very intriguing experience. I had no idea there was such a thing. But evidently they eat organic matter, which we need to keep, right? So that's the thing. So that's my only comment, Madam Chair. I thought it was a rich learning experience that others might want to experience for themselves.
Thank you, Representative Scott. Further discussion to the bill? Seeing none, any last word, Representative Hansen?
It's a good bill. I mean, you know, just as Representative Scott mentioned, we learn something every day. And as we listen to the presentations, there's a lot of new issues. Actually, the Nursery and Landscape Association really was supportive of this because of the impact on the green industry and importation potentially of those worms. So, you know, your lottery dollars work for Minnesotans. And this is the next batch. It has a recommendation, and I would ask for your support.
Thank you, Representative Hansen. With that, I renew my motion that House File 3377 be placed on the General Register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails and House File 3377 has been placed on the General Register.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Hansen. Our next bill on the calendar for today is House File 3437, Representative Cleavorn. And Representative Cleavorn and Representative Farr will co-present this bill together from the testifiers table. And while you make your way up there, I will motion that, or excuse me, Representative Cleavorn, I'll make a motion for you that House File 3437 be placed on the General Register.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah.
Great. Well, welcome to the testifier table, and whoever wants to start, please go ahead.
Let's start. Okay. So what I would like to do is, this committee was heard in this bill was heard in transportation, and so I would just like maybe to give a lesser testimony than before. So with this, Michael Gao was a construction worker working for MnDOT, working on a highway bridge that bridges between Plymouth and New Hope. And unfortunately, when Mr. Gao was at work, he was hit by a dump truck and killed on the job. And so this bill has been brought forward to honor the work that he did at MnDOT and to honor him giving his life and service to our state and in the construction projects that he was working on. And that's what I'm going to say about that. But I think that Representative Farr will speak more to him as a community servant and talk about his role in the community and why this memorial is so important.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, members. Mike was a fireman. He was a Belle Plaine resident, so a resident of 22B. While I did not know Mike personally, I know some or several firefighters that he served with. He's very involved in the community, 23 years in the fire department, serving recently as a lieutenant, and very involved also in the Le Sueur County Pioneer Power Firemen's Association. So I don't know if any of you have ever been out to Le Sueur County Pioneer Power, but Mike is a is very involved there. You'll see a memorial in his honor there at the fire hall at Pioneer Power grounds. So a great public servant when you talk to those firefighters. And so I think this is a good bill, and I ask for your support.
And I would just
Representative Cleavorn.
Yeah, just add one little story. He was the kind of person who paid attention to all of the small details around him, which makes it even more tragic that he was killed on the job. He was honored as a firefighter hero of the year. He heard a dog barking, and he paid really close attention to that dog, and the dog would not stop barking. So finally, he said something must be going on, and he went back into a burning building and found a resident who was in that building and pulled the resident out and saved that person's life. Only because he paid attention to a barking dog. So to have him killed in the manner in which he was killed, it was really tragic for all of the MnDOT employees and the firefighters who knew him well. So thank you.
Discussion to the bill. Any discussion from? Okay. All right, seeing no discussion or no hands up, I will, any last words, Representative Farr or Representative Cleavorn?
We would ask for your unanimous support. Thank you.
Thank you. And with that, Representative Cleavorn renews her motion that House File 3377 be placed on the General Register, 3437 be placed on the General Register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails and the bill has been placed on the General Register. Thank you both very much. And an announcement before we recess that the Ways and Means Committee will hold a joint hearing with Senate Finance on Wednesday, March 6th at 8:30 a.m. And we'll do the forecast overview briefing then. And so obviously that will be not at our regular meeting time. And I understand there may be conflicts, but just so everybody knows, there's a hybrid option and we won't be taking any official action. So we try to want to accommodate that. And of course, MMB will have all of their information up on the website as well. And so with that, I move a recess to the call of the chair, which approximately 15 minutes after session, and I will make sure to announce that, and we will meet in this room when we reconvene. So with that, we are in recess. I call this meeting of the Ways and Means Committee back to order and note that we continue to have quorum because we already had quorum. And so the last bill for today is House File 3489, Representative Frazier, the School Resource Officer Bill. And I move that House File 3489 be placed on the General Register, and I will turn it over to Representative Frazier to present the bill. And I will note, I think this is a fourth committee stop on this bill, and so I really, we can have some leeway if needed for some discussion, but hope to stick to predominantly the fiscal parts. And with that, Representative Frazier, to your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Lead, and committee members. Pleasure to be here on this Monday afternoon to move another step closer to getting this resolved and getting it moved on off the floor and hopefully soon to the governor's desk. So this bill, House File 3489, addresses the issue of use of force that was the issues that came up during the fall of this most recent school year. The bill clarifies that the use of force under 609 is what will be applied to SROs and SRO programs. The bill also provides for some foundational training that will be important for those officers and how they interact with our students when they're in the SRO programs as well. The bill also makes it clear that this is for school districts that want to have an SRO program. It doesn't mandate that you have an SRO program. It also provides the kind of clarity and transparency that the community and advocacy groups have been asking for as well around our SRO programs. But mainly we're here because there's an appropriation for this bill. And that appropriation is there because we want to make sure and ensure that we have the training needed for our SROs, officers that will be in these SRO programs. And that appropriation is $150,000 for fiscal year 24 and then $490,000 per year in fiscal year 25 and after. With that, Madam Chair, I will stand for any questions.
Thank you, Representative Frazier, and thanks for all of your work on what's been a hot topic this session. I know it's required a lot of you, so thank you for all of your doing. And member discussion to the bill. Representative Crenshaw.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Frazier. Madam Chair, just looking at the appropriations piece, how much of these training dollars will be available to teachers and other school employees for de-escalation pieces?
Representative Frazier.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Crenshaw. These dollars are specifically allocated for DPS to address our SROs.
Representative Crenshaw.
So, Madam Chair, just to follow up on that, so at this point, these dollars are just dedicated to the school resource officers. I think we all agree with the need there, but nothing then to help the teachers. How are the teachers and their staff getting trained for de-escalation issues like this?
I can turn it over to Representative Frazier, but that seems like it might be a different bill and a different budget entirely, and I'm sure he maybe has some comments, but Representative Frazier.
Yeah, I'll give some comments. Thank you, Representative Crenshaw. This issue did come up throughout the process of having these conversations with stakeholders. In fact, they were brought up by all of the education stakeholders, and the fact that we have not been diligent, I believe, in investing training dollars in aspects to those resources needed for our educators to be trained more in de-escalation tactics.
No further questions.
Any further discussion to the bill? Any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, Representative Frazier, to your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'd just like to close by saying I want to thank my colleagues, my GOP colleagues, Representative Novotny, Representative Whitney, for your work on this bill to help us get it to this point. It was valuable to have your background and your insight from your experiences, particularly Representative Whitty, who has been an SRO during his time in his career in law enforcement. So thank you all again for that support. I'm looking forward to getting this bill forward.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Frazier. And with that, I renew my motion that House File 3489 be placed on the General Register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails and House File 3489 has been placed on the General Register. And with that, members, there's no further business in front of us and we are adjourned.